Spirit Talk Sunday, and here we are again, and there you are again. It's another Sunday where we're just inundated with electronic rays from Stuyvesant and the Chrysler Building. I said Stuyvesant in the Chrysler Building. I said Stuyvesant in the Chrysler Building. Is it time to get serious? Oh, this is not the Z and Frankie show right now. Stuyvesant in the Chrysler Building! There is no end to the amount of sound that I can produce. It goes from on high! The Lord will strike down anything that moves! In its disobedience, its complete wanton disregard, the need to do everything backwards, including, my friends, including having Christmas trees. Remember when I made a joke? Hello, Spirit Talk Sunday. If you're here live, great. I'll check my email in metazef@gmail.com. You can write me there. If you need to interact during the show, or you can call in the next hour at 505-473-1627. Welcome WBCQ, the planet. I guess they are their own planet because they broadcast in their own kind of realm. I'm not sure if they're pirates or how that works, but they're out. Technically they're out in the ocean, and that's how they can get. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. But WBCQ, the planet, we are on a couple of frequencies there, 5110 and 17945, something weird like that. But apparently, our friend John, and shout out to John, he picked up 17945 out in California, especially early in the morning. So like this hour right now, John could pick up, which is pretty cool. All right, so before we get underway with Pat Holiday, our first guest here, what I want to do is tell you this. You got to go, first of all, a couple things. One, you got to go to Pat Holiday's site to get Bishop Can't Go's book. The only way you're going to get it is a PDF download, but the information there, it's vital to you. I think we proved that. If you don't believe that, listen to the two interviews that I did with Bishop Vagalas Kanko, and you'll see that it is vital, and you'll respond properly. I don't think it's too much to get this. You know, to help support this man's ministry. He's a real hero in Africa from Ghana. We're going to talk all about it this hour. We're going to do a follow up and I'm sure we're going to reveal even more information. As our friend Bon Bon said, she wrote me and she said that, she felt there was new information, new ways of guarding yourself, new things to be aware of. And not that, you know, you need to do everything, because, I mean, obviously, when you're covered by prayer, covered by the Lord, you know, you're walking in Christ. You're really not even in this dimension. And the Lord takes care of us. I mean, so if you don't know anything about, the dark worlds and the occult and witchcraft and wizardry and all these, but, you know, you were born onto this planet. This planet is under control of that particular situation. There is no one who can become elected, for example, to office, no one, without being a part and parcel of that system, without being one of them. I hate to break your bubble, those of you who are trying to elect people, but there is no elected official that gets in that has maybe there's an occasional token from our side that they just make a fool of. Sure, but, for example, in California politics, everyone that was involved was a Satanist. Including people that were mega Christians, including people that you thought were in the Republican Party and they're just, oh, so great. But I know differently. In fact, the information that I have on that is so shocking as to who is involved. But I was told, and what I saw, and I'm talking about a lot of celebrities and politicians that I saw and grew up and knew. And, I was told that, well, you can't be a politician unless you sell out, unless you sell your soul. And you become part of this occult situation under the sea. Or if you like, part of the UFO situation. Or if you like a party to witchcraft. Or if you like the same thing that's talked about in Ezekiel 13, beginning at verse 17, the the women who so are, you know, the witches. In other words, the witches who took over, the occult that took over Jerusalem, the occult that took over the Hebrews, the occult that took over, and eventually they were smacked into the Babylonian captivity, and then turned to the Lord again and prospered. It's sort of a back and forth thing. Anyway, I'm not going to go on and on like that because I have my guest waiting, and I've got, yes, if you want to write to us, 5 Bisbee Court, 109, Box 16, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87508. We get lots of letters from you. We really appreciate it. And I believe Trish read the one from, a guy in prison, so he did get something. I think he was listening before he actually went to serve his time. Okay, so without further ado, Pat Holliday, you're up.
Well, hello, Jeff. How are you?
I am, you know, I'm embattled.
Yeah, I bet.
But I'm coming out of it now.
Amen.
Because I had a lot of people praying for me, including myself praying for us, and I'm praying for other people as well, over this whole Bishop Canco interview and surrounding that, just a whole bunch of things busted loose.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean, because I wrote, you know, I met him about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And writing the book, I blew up five computers. Five computers.
Wow. I understand. I would not have believed that a couple of years ago. But now that I've been doing the radio show and we have gear, you know, equipment that, you know, has to function, and, you know, God bless our equipment. I just right now cover all this broadcast and the whole show and the equipment and everything and the servers and San Jose, especially with the blood of Jesus and Frankie as well and Trish,
yes.
That we would be protected and blessed during the show, and that you out there will receive a message from the Lord and be blessed today.
And that I'll be blessed and the people will have their ears open to hear.
Well,
Jesus' name.
Yeah, and that they will buy that book.
Amen.
Because really, the book is, as Bon Bon said, there's new information.
Yes.
Information they did not know.
Yes. The witches over in Africa are very, very powerful. But, you know, it may surprise you that they're not as powerful as the witches in India.
Mm-hmm.
And
that does not surprise me, but then I studied that culture. So.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Because whenever they arrive to the top of their profession, what happens is they have to fly to India to get ordained by the highest witch of India, whoever that would be. And so I was kind of surprised about that. But
well, see, in India, the thing is that the left-hand path, the path of witchcraft and the path of the occult and the path of righteous, there's a righteous path, too. They're combined in one. There's no real duality of religions.
Mm-hmm.
The evil path and the good path are both contained in the same one, and the philosophy is, well, it's all part of God, you know, and it's all part of working out one's karma, and, you know, you can get many things done by going this tantric path, you know.
Yes.
So yes, there's that whole tantric way, and then the Tibetans took it to an all new, unbelievable level because they're the top sorcerers, as Adolf Hitler knew when he hired them to go ahead and kill people, you know, in the spirit.
That's right.
They are really the travelers. Those guys are the ones who do the kind of traveling Bishop Canco was talking about. The Tibetans perfected it in called the Vajrayana vehicle, which means the lightning bolt vehicle,
mm-hmm.
which is Tibetan tantric Buddhism. So they have it, you know, you've heard of the Tibetan Book of the Dead and all that. So,
oh, yes.
So they are just really sorcerers and wizards. That's what the Tibetans are. And they go, oh, His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, oh, he's all about peace.
I understand. And I tell you, as you talk about people's careers and that they depend on witchcraft, Michael Jackson is a perfect example. Because Michael went over to Africa, and while he was over there, he bathed in 57 cow's blood to further his career. And so, you know, it's far more prevalent than what people think.
In entertainment, it's 100% that way, and if you disagree with it, you will not work, I mean, in Hollywood. That's just... that's a given. you are conformed to, and when people say conform, they don't mean conform to like the military code of justice. They mean conform to the way of the occult of Satanism. They don't, when they say conform, they mean Satanism.
Yes, and they're controlled by the witch doctor, or the wizard, that has control of their lives. And they can do nothing apart from that person. Christians are protected, Zeph, as long as they have their fire burning very high, hot for Jesus, so to speak. The ones that are endangered are the ones that let their guards down and become cold and lukewarm. And then the witch doctor can come and capture their souls, even though they once asked Jesus to save them.
Yeah.
And in your interview, you know, where you said that you, the Lord took you and showed you.
I made sure to tell Bishop Kanko that's a, more like a vision,
yeah.
not me traveling on my own.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah. I just want to make sure because there's we need to do a show about what's witchcraft and what is godly.
Yes.
Someday,
uh-huh.
You know. But for now, let's go ahead and say, yes, I was shown, I was taken and shown, and I was really devastated by the information.
Well, what they do is they do steal your talents, and they steal your mind, they steal your soul. Let me tell you a testimony that came from Evelyn, Bishop Kanko's wife, while I was over there.
Mm-hmm.
She was in college, she said, and she said there was a witch in their midst, and she said that one night, she said, they didn't know who it was, the women didn't, and one night, she says, the roommate woke up, and this witch was transforming herself, or whatever does that, into a lion. And she said that she was half transformed into the lion, and she said, oh, you're the witch. Well, anyway, making a long story short, this particular witch had kids. And so what she was going to do is she was going to steal the minds of the two most intelligent people in college to put them into her kids. And then she sent her kids to America, to Harvard, and they became trained doctors. Now, that seems bizarre to us, but they do those things.
And I made it clear, they steal your mind, they steal your talent, and they don't return it.
That's exactly the truth.
I did a song right after Bishop Kanko. I actually, this will be the crowning touch on my album, but I actually was so inspired by it all. I did a song, and the lyric goes, they steal your talent, they steal your mind, and they steal your soul and don't return it to you. That's basically the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And unless, and now I'm going to ask you this. Okay, so I feel like I had whatever it was returned to me by the Lord. Could we talk about that? And
well, I was going to talk about that because while I was over there, you know, two different men came into the meeting, and both of them had totally lost their minds. And so I was up on the platform, and I looked out, and the Lord told me to go over and just lay my hand on this man's head. He didn't tell me why. And when I put my hand on the man's head, he fell out. And then I gave a prophecy to his grandmother. And the prophecy was, the Lord is restoring your grandson's mind. And turned out that she had brought him to the meeting and that he had totally lost his mind. Well, that young man went to college after I left Africa, and then another man, about the same scenario, and when I prayed for that man's mind, his mind was restored, and he became a worker in Kanko's church. And so But
when you say someone's lost their mind, and you've seen this firsthand, being in Africa, but also this happens in America quite often.
Right.
But the people are just taken away to a mental hospital somewhere, and they don't, you don't hear from
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like when someone has their mind? Because we hear the term, "Oh, you've lost your mind," but what does that really look like?
No, what it really looks like is their mind is gone, and they're like zombies.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. And the thing is, in America, people don't know that they can find an answer to things like this. I've ministered over the years to children, even that were retarded, and pray for them and see the Lord restore them. I know early in my ministry there was one downstate, and when I prayed for him, this little boy, the Lord returned his mind, and he graduated valedictorian of his class there. And so it's interesting that we have prayer, and our prayer is more powerful than their prayers. I had a spiritual hit out on me just yesterday, as a matter of fact. And it had been planned for a truck to come and kill me and my daughter. And so the Lord revealed it all to me. And so we went to my family home, and sure enough, when I got to the highway where the truck was supposed to hit me, I just sat there and didn't pull out in traffic, and the truck came by and whizzed by. And a lot of people would say, that's impossible. Wow. It isn't impossible.
No, I've seen that myself, so I can verify that it is. They work ahead of time, and they organize events.
Yes, they do. They work. They work years, sometimes months, in time. And this is why it's so important for Christians to have a relationship with Jesus, so that He can warn them of these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they do is, if they kill you, if a witch can kill you, then He can steal your talents. He can steal your minds. But He can encapture your spirit, and He can use that spirit, you see.
Yeah, yes, we've talked about that.
Yes, and so the point is it's important for Christians to stay very close to the Lord so that He can warn them like He did me yesterday.
Yeah. Now, so a person dies, let's say. They kill them, and I know they're always working on it. I know that there have been so many plots that have been foiled by the Lord and revealed to me ahead of time, where they're waiting for you. And the Bible is very clear. It says, you know, yeah, they wait to set a snare. You know, the thing where people get confused is they say, well, in Proverbs it says sinners are waiting, you know, and they're going to share the spoil as a collective. And if you know what you're talking about, you know, if you know, then you would know when they say collective, they don't mean the Communist Party.
That's right.
They're talking about that, throwing it all in the pot, you know.
That's right.
Stirring it.
What they do is the witch doctor takes a hold of a person's life through, they go to the witch doctor, and they use his talents, and he gets control of them and enslaves them. And whenever the witch doctor kills the person, then he takes and captures that soul, and then he can keep control of that soul for his own purposes for 2 years to 10 years. And within that time, the client, he sacrifices his children, his family, and his property to the devil. And the witch doctor can possess that that person soul and use his talents and use his mind.
I've seen that very thing. But I mean, here we got, they're not witch doctors, they're people that are trained early, and they just look like civilians, you know.
Well, but they are wizards, and you see, the thing The thing is they just have suits on. They don't have the little, the
painted face and
kind of things.
You see, and that's the thing. And as Bishop Kanko said, some of these people can be trained at an early age as children. And especially if they're a chosen one who has gifts at a young age, they'll take them in and show them this game or how to take people's souls, and then bootstrap themselves into fame and fortune, let's say.
Right.
And that's the case that I ran into, and not just one soul, but this person makes a habit of eating souls wherever he can. He likes to hang around with a lot of youth, you know what I mean, and be where kids are, because he's really interested in getting their talents so he can stay on stage.
Right.
And it's horrific, but I can tell you now, I'm watching because all I see now is an empty sack.
That's right.
Because he's been dealt with now. We wouldn't have even gone through this whole experience without Bishop Kanko, and then right at that, around that same time, being shown this thing in my past that I hadn't even considered for years and years, and it was like something draining on me that I wasn't even aware of.
Well, it's a spiritual vampire that comes to suck your blood, and it'll suck your blood at nighttime.
And they look young, they could be in their 50s or 60s, and they look like they're in their 30s or 40s.
But then
the minute that spell is broken and that talent to take souls is gone, they can be put out of business permanently, can't they, with one event?
Yes. The way you put them out of business is the same way that you fight the warfare that you've been fighting through the binding powers mm-hmm. of Jesus. And under the authority of Jesus, you bind the wizard. And then you call the souls out and you release them. They call it caging a soul.
Cage.
And what you do is you break the cage mm-hmm. through the blood of Jesus. Yeah. And you bind all of the spirits that are involved in the situation. And then what will happen is you can call that person's soul out and free it in the name of Jesus.
See, in my situation, I watched while that very thing happened, but it was the Lord that was doing it, and I was witnessing it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I mean? And then,
yeah.
But then I asked, well, what does this mean? And, all these souls contained in the person. I said, is that why the picture gives off a glow? In other words, when you see this person, there's a glow, or what we call a sheen.
Exactly.
And apparently the sheen comes, folks, new information. The sheen comes when they ingest souls, when they keep them within their vessel, right? So when they get a soul or a mind, somehow they're successful in feeding, that sheen is what comes out. There's this false sheen on them, like they're kind of some kind of spirit being.
Well, I can tell you that if you were to go back in the news and you look at the day that Pelosi and the Senate, the Mormon, I can't pull his name out right now, the head of the
Mitt Romney?
No, the Senate head.
Okay.
The day that they took office, they both walked out and they had that sheen on them. And they both, she looked real, real young. And you see, a lot of times people will sell their souls so that they can look young.
Mm-hmm. That's the case in my situation too. This looking very young, but then you can see them on another time. Like we could see Hillary Clinton; she looks extremely young.
Yeah.
And then on other pictures, you see her looking extremely old, and it kind of goes back and forth like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And see, the power that brings that sheen is the blood sacrifice, you see. That's what puts the sheen on them. So when they took the office, there were rituals and blood sacrifices done for that. Believe me. Hello?
Yeah, believe me.
And so the deception that is involved is just absolutely phenomenal. But you see, since I wrote the book concerning Kanko,
yeah.
What happened is I've met at least a 6 to 8 people that have been witches and wizards under the sea. And I met one woman from South Africa that was a witch in the Bermuda Triangle. And these things are all over the world. And they do have an awful lot of power. See, I believe this was a government thing that went on down here with the plant blowing up.
Yes.
Let me tell you a little bit about that. That plant, that chemical plant, there were two of them, and they were brand new businesses that went into business in October. And, the number 10 in numerology is judgment. And so they go into business right across the street from our electrical department. And we have two big coal fires, you know, like silos. And I was sitting here praying with someone on the phone when I saw it happen. And I saw the silos, and I saw the fire. And I called and asked God to send the angels to contain the fire. Well, when the explosion came, Zeph, it had a head on it, like a A-bomb.
Right.
And what happened to it, it never met its potential, according to the news. They had expected a bigger thing to happen than that. I believe that the devil was trying to take the city out. Right across the street, it's a coal burner. And the coal comes from the ships up to the plant. Now, we have an electrician in our ministry, and he told me that if one spark had hit that whole section of the city would have blown. Now, at the same time this happened, Canco was on the radio with you. And Washington, listen to this, Washington, the White House, caught on fire. Now, you tell me that isn't a 9/11 that tried to happen here. It was.
And Canco gave his, testimony that America would be brought to its knees, but then revive. In other words, that because there were still a few righteous here and taking the lesson of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because most people say, oh, well, that was all about sodomy. No, it's not about sodomy. It's about disobedience to the Lord's ways. It's about people who, a whole city that decided to do its own thing.
That's right.
The people that focus on sex, see, they two reasons. I think they want us to focus on sex because, they want to ensnare us with sex. And they want to make it like, oh, you know, if you make it about sex, then, of course, you can dismiss Sodom and Gomorrah as a false story.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about sex. It was about the occult.
Right.
That's what it was about. It was not about sex. And it just so happens that sodomy is practiced in the occult. It becomes a conformity. In other words, you have to conform. That's what I laugh when people go, there's only 10% that are gay. Like, oh, really?
Yes.
You know, and when someone starts pointing their fingers at gays, I'm going, uh-oh, here's another one.
Well, you know, Zeph, also, the people that they took to the hospital, they had to decontaminate them.
Yeah.
Now, you don't do that with just a fire, but it was a chemical plant. The other thing, the last night that Canco was in our church, the Lord gave a long prophecy through me that said that a great revival was going to break out in Jacksonville. Now, this kind of a prophecy I've heard ever since I've been saved, but Jacksonville is the first place in America where the Huguenots came over, who were the first Protestant Christians in this country. And we had Indians in this area, and Temequanians, they said they used to sacrifice one of those Christians every week, and they said that we, the Christians, would never control the land. So a prophecy comes forth that we're going to have great revival, because people are praying for revival very seriously in this area. So I think that this thing had something also to do with stopping what God has promised many people over the years here.
Well, just hearing about your church in Jacksonville, you know, this fellowship that you have.
Yes.
Miracle Ministries.
Yes.
Okay, Miracle Ministries, and that you're there, and there's a growing number of people involved with it.
Well, very few people are in my church.
Okay, but I mean, well, the point I'm trying to make is a few.
Yeah.
But the reason they're few is because they're all on the same page.
Right.
They're on the same page as I'm on, and Trish is on, and
right.
you and your fellowship.
Right.
And people listening and you know, and around the world, people we've met. There's not a lot, but the Lord, you know, I've seen this too, where he'll hold back a terrible, terrible, you know, kill them all type judgment because of the fact that there are these people here and there dwelling in the land, and he takes care of his own. So he's weighing, and it's impossible for me to do this, but he's weighing, on the one hand, say, financial bankruptcy for everyone starves to death, and then they get sick by some disease that they fly over and spray on all of us, versus keeping the status quo so that the people that are here, that are his, can be equipped to then go out and cause this revival to happen, you know, maybe after some horrible event where people are a little bit, you know, do I have your attention now? Something that makes 9/11 look dwarfed, that dwarfs 9/11, but then after that, I mean, it seems that it's, you know, in my reading, like just with the whole thing about the Hebrews being thrown into, and I say Hebrews instead of Jew, I don't know why I'm doing that now, because there's a reason for that.
Because
we're all Hebrews, that's why. Because
that's right.
Aren't I related to Noah? I mean, is there anyone here that isn't of Abraham?
No.
On earth? So we're all brothers and
yeah.
sisters.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so the Hebrews getting tossed. So when I read that Jeremiah about the Babylonian captivity, I'm looking at it about what happened when they went into captivity. They were already planning on getting the land back and the restoration that occurred afterwards.
Yes.
And how God said, I will restore your hearts and minds, and in other words, conform to me. I will make you love me, kind of thing. It was, it's like not, I mean, you can't go over that line of free will, but it just seemed from my reading of it that it's almost like the Lord, you know, when there's a lot of disobedience, he's allowing it to happen for some reason, but he can also put all our attention on him if he, you know, he can bring that about. So, I mean, I'm, you know, we can't really predict. I mean, a true prophecy is when the Lord says something to us that's going to happen and we announce it because he wants it announced, and then everyone bears witness to that prophecy coming due.
Well, you
for
know,
his glory.
You know, Zeph, there were six people from my congregation within a mile of that explosion. So six people were supposed to have been killed in that explosion. And see, we are a small, small congregation, and we are intercessors for this area, and I believe that the devil was trying to wipe our entire church out. People almost died. One lady was almost killed when a forklift pinned her. Instead of going forward, it went backwards, and it pinned her between two garbage bins. And she just has some scratches on her, and the doctors are just absolutely amazed that she survived it. And another woman went to the hospital, and they said that they were going to have open heart surgery, that she had a hole in her heart. And she walked out of the hospital the next day. I mean, just absolutely supernatural things.
Miracle Ministries.
That's right. And and every person in our church got under attack, including me, for our very lives.
This is all relating to Canco, then?
Well, it could be, but it was certainly related to our church.
The timing, and he's seen as in the spirit being connected to your church.
Yes, that's true.
So he would be, you know, how great it would be while he's here to go ahead and take everyone out. I think he stirred up a lot because he was going to come on this show and reveal things that they, especially the numbers of people involved.
Oh, there's a great number of people involved, and let me tell you, more than you can ever imagine within the churches.
Yeah, and that the churches have become simply hideouts for these Satanist perverts to actually continue their, and you know, they put on all this nice doctrine and these nice little suits and these nice little dresses, and they go to church.
That's it.
But, you know, they're running that game the whole time looking for souls they can consume and minds they can steal and talents they can steal from unwitting lambs coming in there looking for help.
That's right.
Well, these, I'll tell you one thing. I've talked to, there's some people I know that talk about the, you know, the restoration of everything. I can say, well, not, look, every generation we've had people dying. I'll tell you what I've seen and what I think we're going to see. I see these people practicing this having horrible ends to their lives. Absolutely devastating.
Exactly.
Because all the ones I've seen have ended in ruin. So I'm seeing punishment now before this life gets over with, because as soon as Satan's done with them, he likes to degrade them and then kill them.
That's exactly right. And whoever, whatever, whatever demons caused this, it will go back to whoever riled this stuff up. Now, let me tell you about the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Before the meeting, the first, I think it was the second meeting, somebody wanted to come over to the church for some reason or another, and I met them over there. And I'm never over there early. And there were two dogs that came on the property. They were jet black, and the dogs, they came walking up to me, and I immediately bound them in the name of Jesus, and then they turned around, and they circled my car three times, they circled the other two cars three times, and they each time they would go up to the front door, and then I was binding them while they were like... They were like soldiers. I believe, Zeph, that these dogs...
They were witches in disguise.
They were familiars.
Okay.
And so then they walked off the land and disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when this explosion came, on the news, we were looking at the pictures, and the first thing you see is a dog in the picture. And it looks just exactly like those dogs that came up on the land.
Mm.
And also, you can see a gray in the pictures. I'll send them to you. You can see a gray in the smoke is where you're looking in the flame.
Mm.
And so as I saw those demonic figures in the smoke, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, they opened up a portal. So then I go on watching the news on CNN, and it says Infernal from Hell in Jacksonville. This was meant to be a bigger operation than what it turned out to be. And the only thing that saved us was the wisdom that God has given us, and he's shown us how to pray effectively in the spirit realms. And there's not one person in my church that's afraid of any devil. And we know how to intercede, and that's what we do. So, we are not interested in a whole bunch of people coming to our church. We're interested in souls. See, just as they are soul seekers or soul stealers, and soul hunters, by the way, we are out to get as many souls as we can for the Lord, because the harvest is right now and the workers are very few. So, you know, we just take authority over the bewitching spirits that were released, and even over the airways. And we bind them up in Jesus' name. We bind the witches' covens. I'm probably one of the most hated individuals in Jacksonville, Florida, that you could ever meet. just like you are hated on the internet.
Oh, now, come on.
Well, I mean, you know, and nothing good is going to be said about you.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they call Jesus a whorehopper, for goodness sake.
Oh, I listen, I know. They can say what they want, but you know what? Character-wise, I'll take any our people, one of us, rather than 1,000 of them, any day of the week.
One. That's right.
You know, because
and like we just take authority and shake world powers. I mean, we bind all the covens up in the world, the witches' covens, and the ones in Jacksonville. And see, I just know that when I speak the word and I use my authority,
yes,
the Father sends as many angels from the throne as we need to accomplish the work. And so he has 2/3 more angels than they do. So we have more power than they do.
Well, all I can tell you is this, that the Lord is, you know, is really taught me to be careful because, you know, he says what you have the authority to, you know, to do good or do evil.
That's right.
And in Christ, yes, you have been, I've had the luxury of being able to walk through them, like kind of like a hot knife through butter, and I walk through invisibly where they don't see where I am. And so some of them said, you must be a big wizard, because how can you be invisible like that? That's a trick the witches do. They become invisible. I said, no, Jesus did the very same thing. If you see, the witchcraft is really just an imitation, and the wizardry is an imitation of powers that are far greater than theirs that they don't understand, by the way.
That's right.
And that the Lord has, so that meek people can actually exist. Because if they had all the power, there wouldn't be any lambs left. They would have eaten them all up, and then they'd be gone too. So we'd all be dead.
Well, you know, Zeph, there's a witch that I talked to over in Africa, and when he was in a wizard, actually. When he was in that, he could appear in 7 different places at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a lot of power, but they can use their power because the church and the Christians are so stupid, and they've never been trained, you see.
See, I'm not the only one that said stupid, so okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say a few other things, too.
I had someone on the other day on the air said, you know, they call them Christian dipshits, you know, and I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm like, you know, because they're, yeah, and also art and culture. You know, when I have to look for art because I put together art projects, and I want something with Jesus. It's the hokiest, stupidest art that there is. You know, I've got to go to Satan's realm and take images and make it into what I want.
Right.
Because I cannot find, because the artist, the look at Christian music. It's another, you know, in other words, nothing new. You know, it's just, it's nice and safe. Pat them on the head. Oh, praise Jesus. And there you go. We don't have to worry about you. You're not going to be a threat on the world stage anytime soon.
That's right.
And we need to be a threat.
Well,
we have to be. See, look, I believe there's a whole generation. This is revival, Pat. I believe there's a whole generation of people coming up right now, meaning they're alive. They're old now. I mean, they're of age now. Who are just getting prepared now to go, you know, probably this has something to do with this raising consciousness. Because at this point, Jesus is about the most spit on and just mocked thing,
yes,
in the world, thanks to George W. Bush Jr., thanks to the Rick Warren and his purpose-driven Satanism, and all these other people.
Right.
who keep pushing the Satanism, saying it's Christianity.
Now, Seth, don't you know you're not supposed to touch God's anointed?
Oh, yeah. Rick is really anointed by God. Yeah.
I
believe that. It's like I could see him and Al Pacino. Remember Al Pacino and the part he played in The Devil's Advocate? I could just see him in that movie going, oh, yeah. Oh, you know, and having no discernment and no anything. Just, yeah, yeah, let me have more of that.
You know,
more power, more money, more nicer suits.
Remember, you and I talked about the greed, and after we talked about that, then all of a sudden it was released by the world press,
yes,
that the politicians are going to investigate all of these people that have been mocking the body of Christ, the Christian church, mm-hmm, so that it cannot function. And you see, the Christian church has a blindness on it, and it was put on it by the wizards. But we can ask God to awaken his people. Not all are going to awaken, but some will.
No, I'm not saying everyone that goes to church is some kind of an idiot. I'm just saying, you know, or better put, a slave.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, and Bishop Ganko verified to me once again, I mean, he verified a lot of things I'd said over the years, which was a relief. That's kind of why I had a big breakdown. You know, it was like,
yes,
I finally got to rest and just cry and grieve, because,
yes,
I mean, I'd had this information for so long. I thought, am I the only one that knows this stuff? And here he is confirming one thing after another. It was so overwhelming to me. I just lost it.
I know.
I couldn't go on. It was like, the whole quest I'd had for years and years, my whole life, he answered it all in 5 minutes.
Yes, and see, people don't understand that when you get bruised, you have a wounded spirit.
Yeah.
And the Bible says a wounded spirit, who can bear it? And that's what you've been walking through, is a wounded spirit, and God has given you a supernatural healing, actually.
But it was a supernatural wounding and a supernatural healing. Only a supernatural healing can take care of a supernatural wounding.
Right.
You know. But Pat, I want to turn the focus a little bit. Now tell us, okay, your site is Miracle Ministries.
Patricia.
Oh,
no, it's Pat.
Pat Holliday. I know that. We know that. I have that,
yeah,
on the site.
Yeah, my church is called Miracle Outreach Ministry.
Okay, outreach, right.
In Jacksonville, Florida.
And all this information is at Pat Holliday with two L's, patholliday.com, and I have the link if you want to know about the book. It's in the guest section under Bishop Ganko. He's in our guest section on Zephnet.com, and you go there, and in his guest section, there's a link that will take you right to the book.
That's
right.
Right.
To the actual
site.
Right.
So that's right.
It's very easy to get. Pat is the co-author. Let me just ask you some other things.
Seth, let me ask you to do something while we're talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a caging of the book and of my ministry. And so would you pray and break the ministry and the book out of its cage? And
I'll do it right now.
Okay, that'll be good.
Lord, in Jesus' name, we come before you regarding this exquisite and needful book by Pat Holliday and Bishop Ganko, that we just come before you and ask you to remove the cage, Lord, remove the kind of demonic binding that it has, that is on it, remove the invisibility factor that's on it. Lord, we ask you to release this information of Bishop Ganko and Pat Holliday, in The Witch Doctor and the Man, by both of them as co-authors, Lord, at patholliday.com, we ask you to just put a blessing on this ministry and release the book from the cage, and finally just break all the bonds, break all the bondage that the book and the authors are in, and release them and release this information to the world so that the world can be equipped, and so that there would be a blessing that would come upon us all. Lord, I ask this now and with everybody present in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'm sure we're going to hear results from that.
I know it.
And we turn that around to your ministry also, and we release both of our ministries, finances,
amen,
acceptance, and developments, and every need to go forth in Jesus' name. We ask you to open the cage, God, with the blood of Jesus, and we'll be sure to give you the testimony and the glory. Amen.
Amen. Oh, it's God's
everything. Oh, something happened.
Yes.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
I'm breaking out in joy. Look out. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I'm not in a bad
too.
Mood anymore.
Yeah.
The devil is no match for Zephnet.com.
Yeah. Amen. God
because,
is great.
Because we got Jesus.
That's right, and he's great.
Oh, he's got us.
Uh-huh, yes, he does have
more,
you.
More to the point.
Okay, now what did you want to ask me?
What I wanted to ask you is, you know, where, first of all, we covered all that. I was going to ask you about where your website in the book.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And all that, and we just, all of a sudden, you just broke, you answered it before I asked it.
Yes.
I also, with Trish, did this song called Wicked Cage.
Uh-huh.
Because I was on a site with music, and people are, you know, understanding the that the music and the ministry and all the things, music is also prophetic.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I was doing battle with these witches over on this site that is for composers to go to put up their, you know, and you can rate everybody, you know. And but yeah, it was run by witches, and they were targeting me. It was horrific, but they don't realize I can see in the spirit. So I see everything moving all the time. You know, I see like a whole map. I have this gift that I've had since childhood because why? Otherwise I was surrounded by lizards. They would have eaten me already.
You would have been dead.
Yeah, but I can see ahead of time what's going to happen so that I can make a move, you know, not go there. You know what I mean? Avoid trouble.
Right.
So here's the bottom line. Okay, go ahead and get that, Trish. Here's the bottom line. I'm doing all this battle. Finally, what I was shown was they would put me in a, they're trying to put us in a pyramid cage.
Mm-hmm.
A wicker cage made in the shape of a pyramid.
Right.
I could see the pentagram and the circle, and they're putting us in there. And the whole idea about the pyramid cage. Okay, we'll take a question for Beth. The whole idea of the pyramid cage was to put us in there and, you know, so you think that it's your idea, but it's really theirs. So they can control you and control your music.
Mm-hmm.
And we busted it. And when I did the song and confronted this, and we did battle in the spirit and binding and all that, and after that was done, never saw them again. They disappeared.
Mm.
So there was a direct result, and obviously, when I heard one of them say, well, all of life is just moving energy around. Boom, I knew that was a witch, and boom, I knew I was targeted. That moment when she said, all life is just moving energy around, the only people I know that do that are witches.
Well, you know something, Zev? They, the greedy ones that we've talked about, what they say all the time is the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And everybody just thinks that they are the just. Well, you know, the Lord has shown me that actually they are the wicked. Yeah. And so we call their finances to us so that we can get out the gospel. Because they are buying the big planes and the houses and all of this stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
In Jesus' name.
Just break me off a little piece. Okay, hold on a sec. We're going to have a caller in here.
Okay.
Okay, you're on the air.
Zep, it's Wayne.
Wayne, Phaedrus.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
How you doing? We were snowed in here. We haven't had a chance to check for those cookies yet.
Oh, well, they probably are there, so.
Okay.
But I had a question for Pat. Hey, Pat.
Hi.
I'm just down the road in Orlando.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah. But something weird happened to me.
His name is Wayne.
Oh,
yeah.
Wayne.
Okay. Wayne, you know, you could visit Pat, too.
What's that?
If I was down there, I would go to church over there.
Well, it's a very humble place.
It humble works
for
me.
I got your story, Zeph. Before I found Jesus, I was living in the most richest section of Jacksonville on the golf course. Members of all of the country clubs, in politics, going to the White House, going to the State House, in the paper once or twice a week. And I found Jesus, and I got leprosy.
But you never went to Thursday night blood drinking, did you? No.
No,
I have it on the golf course on the third green.
Yeah, I didn't play golf, actually. But I tell you the truth, I know that the devil has broken me. But I believe that this is the time for us to call our finances in to get the harvest.
Okay.
So we both just did that. Now,
and Wayne is works in the money business.
Oh, does he really?
Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, I'm a money changer. Actually, I'm trying to get out of that business.
he's a mortgage.
The mortgage business.
Oh.
Or it's throwing me out, let's put it that way.
Uh-huh.
But I'm glad that you'll pray over finances because I have a patent coming due, hopefully, in a couple of months, and hopefully that will bear fruition.
It will.
It's really weird. Now, I'm into politics. I changed as a Republican into a Libertarian, and I'm the treasurer of the local county down here.
Uh-huh.
And I am involved in these groups to better things, but also to have a place to go witness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people who, well, probably most of them that are Libertarians are atheists.
Right.
okay? I mean, they meet as an atheist society.
No, they believe in Ron Paul. That's
well, Ron Paul's not an atheist, but I mean, a lot of the people who are libertarians are.
He's not the savior, though, is what Jeff is saying.
Saying that I don't. There's going to be a great disappointment, I guess, come November 2008.
Yeah.
Well, sooner than that, I think. But anyway, but it was really weird, Pat. I have never really ministered to a lot of people, but there's been three of them over the last 2 or 3 weeks that have come to me. I haven't gone to them.
Wow.
You know, just kind of the conversation came, so I knew it was right. And we were standing outside the Orlando Public Library on Wednesday, and we were out there for 2 hours sitting in the middle. And in Orlando, you know, you've got all the homeless people who are coming up and asking for money and, you know, stuff like that in front of the library because that's where they hang out. And it was really weird because I was really getting into this conversation with this one guy who, you know, very receptive to the word, asking a lot of questions. It was really going well, and this homeless guy comes up to me who's wearing a pendant, okay, that is a Masonic pendant.
Goodness, we bind that up and the number 3-2 in Jesus' name. Huh?
And he gets down, and I ask him, I go, I see you're a Mason. And he gets down on his knees and does the square thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, was he throwing something there?
Yeah. Symbols have an effect over your subconscious mind, and it definitely, that's why they use symbols.
But you
caught
him.
And they use numbers, too.
But you caught him, Wayne. So you see, when you detect it right off the bat like that and you're prayed up, you're all right. But a lot of it is just detection, isn't it? I mean, in knowing that what's going on, because a lot of times when people don't detect something, as soon as they detect it, the thing is broken.
Yes, it all works in the mind realms. Witches work in the mind, and they take control of your mind. But if you're a Christian, and even if you're not aware of it, our Lord is strong enough to protect you from all witchcraft, believe me.
Well, I didn't feel any ill effects, Pat. It really, you know, I haven't seen any manifestations in that regard, but I think it might have been thrown in the way of the gentleman to whom I was witnessing, too. You know,
Sorcerer, you see.
Yeah.
Remember Simon the Sorcerer?
Yes.
He came to stop the deputy from receiving the word, and when he was rebuked, he was led away in darkness.
Yep.
It's. I think that was Elamite.
He won the Holy Spirit without converting.
Yeah.
He wanted that power.
Yeah.
And he didn't get it.
Yeah, it wasn't him. It was Elamias. I got him mixed. But right. Elamias was led away in a blindness. So we do have superior power no matter what they think, no matter how high in the levels of witchcraft. They could be connected to powers and principalities. And we still have more power than they do.
Folks,
but that's what they don't understand.
Pat Holliday and Wayne, we are out of time.
Wayne,
if you want, call back in on the next hour if you want to chime in with me, Trish, Z, and Frankie.
Love you.
Okay, thank you, Wayne.
All right, thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, there he goes. Pat Holliday, my guest, the first hour. And we could have conversation, I'm sure, for hours and hours we could talk about all this stuff.
Forever.
But it's okay. It's good things happen here today, Pat, and I just really feel like I need to talk to Bishop Kanko again. I hope I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
It'd be maybe great to talk to both. Well, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Pat Holliday, my guest, and I'm going to play this song, Wicked Cage, right now. and I just thank you for being here. God bless you, sister, God bless your ministry.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, God bless you. Bye-bye. All right, there she goes, and here comes Wicked Cage. Oh, yeah, wrote this after that huge battle over there with witches.